Okay, item number three, report and possible discussion on quarterly portfolio report by BlackRock Merrill Lynch.
I might just spend a couple minutes on this, I'm sure we can go through this in more detail. Probably the most significant event was we finally switched the benchmark on the fixed income portfolio to the Barclays Intermediate Ag. So that's, we go a few pages here. Right there. So on this, on your page there, we had already submitted this before we got the benchmark in there, so I'm going to just read it to you. Our portfolio is on the left, on the right is what the benchmark is. And again, this is not showing what the appropriate benchmark is. So we're at 23% treasuries. The actual intermediate ag is 34%, so we remain underweight treasuries. We're at almost 10.5% in agencies. The benchmark is about 6%, so we're overweight agencies. Mortgages were 37%. The benchmark is actually 39%, so about market weight in mortgages. And then our corporate bonds were 27%. The intermediate ag is about 21%, so still remain overweight corporates, and we have the one foreign bond in there. Double A minus, credit quality and duration, we're trying to be neutral to our benchmarks, so we're at 3 versus the benchmark at, it's actually 3.03 currently. That's the different benchmark that's up there. And then our yield maturity, it's a little lower than 150 now. At the end of the month, we were 135. On the next page, I think we have performance. That top, or in the long chart in the middle of the page, total portfolio for the last quarter was up 0.82. And then for the year-to-date basis, it was up 7.07 versus the benchmark at 5.97. Last 12 months, obviously, it's the same data. It's the calendar year and then all of the previous time periods. So if there's not any questions on the fixed income, we can go to the large cap core equity portion. It's probably nice to add. So there's a bunch of, yeah, this kind of thing. So.
What page? In your portfolio?
Right there.
29.
30. Yes, page 30. Page 30, Doctor. Okay, so two pie charts on the right showing how we looked at the end of December. Fully invested, 90% in stock, 2% in cash. And total account value plus accrued income, a little over $8.4 million. On the next page, top 10 holdings hasn't changed much. Still notice a lot of energy names and healthcare names. Those are two of our biggest absolute weights in the portfolio and relative overweights versus the S&P 500. If you go to the next page.
Just a question.
Yep.
Obviously, when you look through this, we're overweighted in energy, health, and basically those two. Is that y'all's philosophical allocation at this point?
Yeah, overweight healthcare, energy, basic materials are probably our three biggest weightings relative to benchmark. I think, you know, listening to Bob Dahl, I think we're likely to increase our information technology over the course of the year. One of our main themes, and this is maybe a little different than other equity managers out there, but in this yield-starved environment, people are going out and trying to pick up high dividend yielding stocks. It's actually become one of the more expensive areas to be invested in. Just looking for utilities and telecom are trading to the historic averages. So we're actually looking at focusing on companies that have high free cash flow and ability to, you know, either initiate a dividend or pay out a dividend, but not necessarily the highest dividend yielding stocks. On the next page here, we've got, this is the slide that we're actually talking about. This is the sector weightings versus the S&P 500. Again, energy, basic materials, and healthcare are the main overweights in the portfolio. Biggest underweight is in utilities, which, as I mentioned, has become a very expensive sector as people have thrown a lot of money that way. As you know, especially last year, when you had, you know, kind of risk off was working, so it was utilities and consumer staples that did the best. And those are kind of very defensive sectors, higher dividend yield. We don't think that's going to be the case going forward for 2012. And then final, maybe the last page that I'll speak about, then we can answer any questions once Richard goes through. Same chart, middle of the page, total portfolio is the equity portfolio we're running. For the quarter, up 11.95 versus the S&P 500. Total return was up 11.82. And then so is year to date, that's actually for the full calendar year 2011, up 3.11. And the S&P 500 total return was up 2.22. And then we just broke this down a little differently. We've got all of the calendar years. You got calendar year 2010, 9, 8, 7, and then and 6. And then the number since inception of May of 2000. And then the next slide just shows it as an annualized number, I believe. Yeah, so same, you know, trailing quarter, year to date, and you have a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, and then it's a number since inception as well. So both fixed income and equities were above their benchmark for the year. A lot of noise that happened in the year for the market to essentially end up flat, but this year is looking pretty good already. We're up about a little north of 7% so far through Friday on the equity portion of the account. And you know, Bob Dahl, who is the lead portfolio manager on this portfolio, has put out there that our target was going to be 1350 on the S&P 500, and we've already kind of gone up into that territory. So be interesting to see how the rest of this year looks out. Although economic numbers for the U.S. you know, continue to look pretty good, it's just we're weighed down with the news on Greece and Europe every day. And I think that's going to, you know, kind of stay in the forefront of the investors' minds for the rest of this year, probably for longer than that. So I can ask you any questions now, or we can wait until Richard reviews all of the.
Okay, thank you.